could have saved her. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's what the family of Gabby Petito is saying about police in Moab, Utah, where Petito and boyfriend Brian Laundrie were stopped for questioning as they traveled together last year, just days before Gabby was killed. A witness had reported Brian hitting her. The Petito family filing a wrongful death lawsuit today,
alleging that if the Moab police had followed the requirements of the Utah law, the Utah statutes on domestic violence, Gabby would still be alive today.
Family attorney James McConkie, the city of Moab plans to fight the lawsuit, saying what happened to Petito was terrible, but the officers are not responsible. Laundrie went home to Florida without Petito and later killed himself. A show of solidarity by U.S. and South Korean defense leaders after repeated missile launches by North Korea.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin welcomed Republic of Korea Defense Minister Lee Jong-suk to the Pentagon and said the ironclad support of South Korea is backed by firepower.
It includes a full range of our nuclear, and conventional, and missile defense capabilities.
Through a translator, Minister Lee urged North Korea to choose diplomacy for a peaceful future.
We also pledge to continue our cooperation to achieve a complete denuclearization of North Korea.
In response to North Korean launches, Secretary Austin says the U.S. South Korean exercises, known as Vigilant Storm, will be extended to increase readiness.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the two defense chiefs also warning North Korea using any kind of nuclear weapons against the U.S. or its partners would mean the end of the Kim regime. Jailed basketball star Brittany Griner gets a visit from U.S. embassy officials in Moscow. The State Department says they saw firsthand her tenacity and perseverance. The U.S. considers Griner wrongfully detained, still pressing Russia to accept a reported prisoner swap. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A former prime minister set to return to power again in Israel.
Official results from Israel's parliamentary elections this week are now finalized, showing the center-right Likud party of Benjamin Netanyahu winning a plurality of votes, and with aligned right-wing parties will have a slim majority of 64 of the body's 120 seats. Caretaker Prime Minister Yair Lapid conceded defeat, and this was Israel's fifth national election in roughly 4 years. Netanyahu is already Israel's longest-serving prime minister, and this will be his third time leading the government. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Pennsylvania's outgoing Governor Tom Wolf signing a stack of bills today, more than 60 in all, including tax credits and one bill that legalizes fentanyl testing strips for personal use. That's meant to help curb fatal overdoses by updating a law that had classified the strips as drug paraphernalia. There's a Thanksgiving trend for shoppers.
Grocery store chains and big box stores are using inflation fighting to get you in for your Thanksgiving shopping. And now Walmart is joining in. Walmart is calling its sale this year's Thanksgiving meal at last year's price. Walmart is promising a selection of the items people want at the prices they need during a time when American families need it most. Its list includes turkey, ham, potatoes, and stuffing, freshly made pumpkin pie, and ready to hard-to-eat items. The retailer says it's been working with suppliers for months to ensure a strong supply for all the holiday mealtime essentials. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks turning mixed. The Dow's now up 17 points, but the S&P and the NASDAQ still extending yesterday's losses as oil prices slip back under $89 a barrel. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.